Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey. This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Biden may take action to reduce gas prices. We have the story.
Kansas lawmakers move to protect workers from vaccine mandates. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday. Our normal high this time of year in Wichita is 54. We will be well above that today. Our windy forecast here in just a few minutes.
The White House is reportedly taking action to address nationwide gasoline prices. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
Bloomberg and Politico both reporting that the administration will soon release barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And soon, Bloomberg also reports that release will happen alongside other releases from India, Japan, and South Korea. Sources at the White House tell Fox News that no decision has been made, at least not yet. They also concede that conversations are ongoing, and they say they're considering a range of tools for if and when action is needed.
Gas prices have been rising throughout the country, with prices averaging $3.38 a gallon in October.
The investigation continues into the man that police say plowed into a Christmas parade and parade goers in Wisconsin, killing five and injuring dozens more on Sunday night.
Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says it wasn't terrorism that led to this tragedy.
The suspect prior to the incident was involved in a domestic disturbance.
He also said Darryl Brooks Jr. likely didn't know any of the victims at the parade. Brooks has a long rap sheet and two open cases against him. For this incident, Brooks will face intentional homicide and other charges. Last night, a vigil in Waukesha remembered the victims and gave comfort to those who may not have been physically hurt.
But they were injured by being witness to terrible events.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Kansas will soon make it easy for workers to claim religious exemptions from COVID-19 vaccine requirements and promise unemployment benefits to people who are fired after refusing the shots. Kansas expects to join other states in resisting federal mandates from President Joe Biden, because the GOP-controlled legislature passed a measure Monday night. Governor Laura Kelly angered some fellow Democrats in the legislature by promising to sign the GOP's measure. The votes were 24 to 11 in the Senate and 77 to 34 in the House during a one-day special legislative session.
At today's workshop, the Wichita City Council will talk about food. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
We'll be discussing healthy foods and how to... You know, what is our role in encouraging response to food deserts? What we know is when you look at food deserts, we have places that are lower income that actually have less access to healthy food, which causes more health problems in our communities.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A 49-year-old man from Omaha, Nebraska is hospitalized in critical condition after being struck while crossing a road on the Truman Sports Complex in Kansas City, Missouri, during a Chiefs game. The police say the man was struck by a car Sunday afternoon about 25 minutes after the start of that game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs. The driver stopped at the scene. Last month, 66-year-old Stephen Hickel of Wichita was killed when he was struck by two hit-and-run drivers near Arrowhead Stadium. His death prompted a bicycle and pedestrian safety advocacy group to renew calls to make the area safer.
A jury in Georgia will begin deliberating today in the murder trial of three white men accused of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, who was black.
In closing arguments, prosecutor Linda Donikoski told the Glynn County jury that Greg and Travis McMichael and William Bryan had no legitimate reason to pursue a citizen's arrest in the first place against Ahmaud Arbery, which made them the aggressors, she said, as they chased Arbery in their cars while Arbery was running. They were demanding that he stop.
And they were going to make him, absolutely make him stop. We're going to point a shotgun at you. That'll make you stop.
Travis McMichael is the one who shot Arbery, and his defense attorney, Jason Sheffield, told jurors that Arbery eventually ran toward Travis.
There is no question that Ahmaud's hands are on this gun.
So he argued that Travis shot him in self-defense. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big-time opponents for the Kansas State Wildcats up at the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. We'll talk about last night's game and preview tonight's coming up in sports.
Wichita Church offering free Thanksgiving dinners. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Mercer Bailey, whose 47-year career with the Associated Press began with the use of Morse code and concluded in the early days of the Internet, has died of complications from COVID-19. Bailey's family says he died Saturday at a hospital in Belton, Missouri. He was 94. Bailey was 17 when he joined the AP's Atlanta Bureau in May of 1943. His wide-ranging career included a 20-year stint as assistant bureau chief in Kansas City, Missouri, a position he held until his retirement in 1990. In 1981, he got out of a hospital bed to help cover the Hyatt Regency Hotel skywalk collapse that killed 114 people.
On Thanksgiving Day, Bethel Life Center in South Wichita is hosting a free community Thanksgiving meal. Stacy Cathcart says they'll be serving up more than 1,000 meals on Thursday.
This is for anybody. This is for people that just may be still struggling financially this year, but it's also maybe you can't get to your family this year because you've got to work on Friday, or you're in town working construction, or you know what? You just want somebody to cook for you this year. So it is open to all of our community and open to anyone that wants to come.
The festivities will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday at the Bethel Life Center at I-235 in South Meridian.
These days, getting drunk on a plane might cost you a lot more than your typical bar tab.
The Federal Aviation Administration looking to collect $160,000 in fines from 8 passengers it says were involved in alcohol-related incidents. The proposed fines represent the latest in the agency's attempt to crack down on unruly passengers on planes. Many of these incidents related to mask mandates. The FAA says the biggest single proposed fine, over $40,000, involves a passenger who drank alcohol, smoked marijuana on the plane, and allegedly sexually assaulted a flight attendant. This on a Southwest Airlines jet in April. Many airlines have suspended the sale of alcohol on planes since the start of the pandemic, but United last week resumed the sale of hard liquor on flights. John Saucier, Fox News.
A rare Einstein manuscript expected to fetch millions at auction.
The auction in Paris will be held today. It's a 54-page document Albert Einstein co-wrote with Michel Bessot, a Swiss engineer, a precursor to Einstein's theory of relativity. Christie says it's only one of two surviving manuscripts documenting the genesis of general relativity and is the most valuable Einstein manuscript ever to be auctioned. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident now. You'll want to avoid the area. It is on Rock Road north of 37th Street North. 37th Street North. Avoid that area for the time being. In Rock North 37th. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
We're doing quite well. We're anticipating Thanksgiving Day, just a couple of days off now.
Yeah, and I feel like as we get closer to the big day, we are going to encounter just a couple of bumps in the road, so to say, and one of those bumps going to be our winds. You know, despite a quiet start this morning, we'll likely have some howling winds kind of pick back up as we go through the day ahead. It looks like Wednesday going to be a windy day too, and these are all going to be winds of change that will lead to a warmer afternoon today and then a colder day by the time we get into our Thanksgiving. So we're still on the temperature roller coaster ride when it comes to the ups and downs that we'll experience this holiday week. So let's make sure that we stay seated in our seats, keep all the hands, arms inside at all times, you know, whatever that spiel is that they go through when you get on a roller coaster ride. But Steve, Ted, let's go ahead and get right into the forecast.
Okay.
As everybody, I'm sure, anticipating the big day a couple of days from now. Today, mostly sunny skies, 67 degrees, southerly winds, light now, but picking up to around 15 to 30, possibly seeing some gusts around 40 miles an hour as we go through the day ahead. Mostly clear to turning partly cloudy tonight after sundown. Winds still going to be gusty out of the south at 15 to 30, and this is going to help elevate our temperatures, only dropping down to 48 degrees. Not too chilly by the time we wake up early Wednesday morning. Turning mostly cloudy, though, as we go through our Wednesday. Cold front moves in. It's going to switch our southerly winds out of the northwest, but this is going to happen late in the day. So before those temperatures start to drop, we still will be able to take a milder turn back up to 63 degrees. Winds still going to be gusty at times as well at 10 to 25 miles an hour, going from mostly to partly cloudy. after sundown. Closer to the evening hours and during the overnight Wednesday night, we could see maybe a few raindrops as that front moves through. But so far, it's only a 10% chance. Waking up below freezing early Thursday morning for Thanksgiving. If you got to run to the store, maybe pick up a last-minute item, bundle up. It's going to be chilly. Only getting up to 48 degrees, that chill sticking around through our entire Thanksgiving. But sunshine gradually making a return. Friday, to wrap up this week, 57 degrees, mostly sunny skies. And over this upcoming weekend, 60s, 50s for highs with still lots of sunshine. We're going to keep this trend going into the start of next week as we don't really have any significant storm systems on the horizon. It looks like overall, the next 7 days is going to be fairly quiet out there with the exception of some gusty winds today, tomorrow. Right now, we're at 33 degrees, sitting just above freezing. Bundle up before you head out the door this morning. South winds at 5 miles an hour, but skies virtually clear.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:14, Stephen Ted of the Morning here on this Tuesday morning, November 23rd. On this date in 1996, Bob Hope set a record for the longest continuous contract in the history of radio and television when his last TV special aired.
Yeah, his last ever TV special.
Hope had been with NBC for 60 years. Bob Hope, he was something else.
They weren't very good by that point. Pretty much mailing it in.
Yeah, yeah. We had a sunny day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature, 59 degrees. Normal high for the date, 54. And, pretty nice day yesterday. A couple of things to talk about this morning. First of all, I want to give you a little more background on the driver up there in Wisconsin, Darryl Brooks Jr., who's accused of killing 5 people and injuring 48 others when he drove his SUV into a crowd in Wisconsin Sunday, is a registered sex offender with a rap sheet that dates back to 1999. Authorities say a search of Wisconsin criminal records reveals the 39-year-old Brooks has been arrested at least 15 times in Wisconsin in the past 22 years. His charges have included drug possession, strangulation, battery, suffocation, illegal firearm possession, and resisting arrest, according to the records. He's also registered as a sex offender in Nevada, where he was also charged with running down the mother of his child with the same SUV, records reveal. Brooks is currently involved in 2 other open cases in Milwaukee County. In one, he's accused of reckless homicide, battery, and disorderly conduct. In the other, he's facing charges of reckless endangerment and illegal possession of a firearm, prosecutors say. So here's a guy with a drug problem and a violent man mm-hmm. with a drug problem who's been arrested 15 times in 22 years. And he got out one more time, got into his SUV and killed 5
people. And until he kills 5 or more people, that
he's below the radar.
Now he's finally behind bars for good.
Yeah.
But it took that to do it.
Yeah. And, but still, he's got some charges. He had some charges pending to him before this happened. So, I guess they were on to him just a little bit late to get there. Is all 7:17. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Quick note about Mercer Bailey. You heard the story a moment ago. He was with he died at the age of 94 in Missouri. Was with AP Associated Press for 47 years, including 20 or so at the bureau in Kansas City, Missouri, which I'm fairly familiar with. Over the years, there was a time when I don't do it as much as I used to, but there was a time when I was a pretty heavy stringer for the Associated Press, meaning that anything locally that came up here in Wichita, Wichita, Kansas, in this area, if it was newsworthy and we had a story on it, I was on the phone with the guys in AP in Kansas City, giving them this. They loved it. They loved me. They wanted me calling all the time, as you can imagine, Ted. And, you know,
did they give you a little pay for that?
There was no pay.
There was no pay for AP. Okay.
No pay at all. But it was a matter of just a personal, professional pride.
Okay.
And my station's fed a lot of stories in a year, and our competitors did too. It was kind of an informal competition. Mm-hmm. So you could get there first with the best news, you know. So anyway, I know
that still goes on.
Yeah.
Everybody wants something on their website first.
Yeah. I know for certain that over the years in the 80s there, I spoke to Mercer probably a number of times, although I don't recall specifically having conversations with him. But, you know, this guy spent 47 years with the Associated Press. The office in Kansas City, AP office, actually was a floor of the Kansas City Star building right downtown near the Union Station, mm-hmm. around in there. And I visited there one time in the 70s. I wanted to see what it was like. Ted, it was amazing. I wish I had a picture. Because all you had, you remember the old AP black box wire machines? They had about 24 of them in this great big room. They were just clacking away all the time. And I don't know where they had wires going to different agencies across the country, and that's the way they all fed into the same thing. And one of the person's full-time job is just going up and down the machines, ripping off the ones, mm-hmm. looking if there's any news there. It was fascinating. The black box was an old-style typewriter, clank, 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 that basically chimed out and put out news all day and all night long, just kept rolling out on paper. And somebody had to come in and go through that.
Go through all that.
And find the news. So anyway, we do it all by computer now, of course.
We do basically the same thing. We're looking for news.
All right. 7:19 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. He got some K-State basketball to talk about this morning.
Yep, right? The Wildcats are up at the Hall of Fame Classic up in Kansas City, Missouri at the T-Mobile Center. Semifinals last night. Good opponent. K-State taking on 12th-ranked Arkansas. Terrible first half for the Wildcats. They got down 18 points at halftime. Rallied in the second half. Got it to within 6 with a minute to go, but couldn't complete the comeback. Arkansas won that game 72-64. After the game, Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber.
They came out and attacked us. They were in attack mode. Their pressure was, really good. It disrupted us. And I guess sometimes halftime you take a deep breath, figure it out, and then we just attack them. The points in the paint, second half, if they're going to pressure us, and we just said we got to go at the hoop. I didn't think we went at the hoop in the first half. We settled 0-for-10 for 3 in that first half, settled with some empty possessions.
Yeah, turned into an 8-point loss. Kansas State right back at it tonight in the consolation game of the Hall of Fame Classic. Wildcats against 14th-ranked Illinois. And that'll tip off at 6 o'clock tonight up in Kansas City, nationally televised on ESPN News. The Wichita State women are home tonight. 6 o'clock tip-off at Coke Arena. The Shocker ladies start a 4-game homestand, and they are hosting the Panthers of Prairie View A&M. Shocker women at home tonight at 6 o'clock. Talking college football tonight, KU Football Coaches Show with head coach Lance Leipold. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as the Jayhawks get ready for their final game of the season on Saturday night in Lawrence hosting West Virginia to wrap up the first season under coach Lance Leipold. In the NBA last night, the Charlotte Hornets going to the nation's capital beat the Washington Wizards 109-103, coming off the bench for the Hornets, former Kansas Jayhawk Kelly Oubre with 7 points and a couple of rebounds. The Hornets have won 6 of their last 7. They're in the number 5 spot in the Eastern Conference right now here in the early going. And KU fans sure remember this one. 30 years ago on this day when KU running back Tony Sands smashed the NCAA record. 396 yards rushing on 58 carries. He scored 4 touchdowns. KU beat Missouri that day 53-29. As Sands broke the NCAA one-game rushing record that was set earlier in the season by Marshall Faulk of San Diego State. Tony Sands and his 396-yard rushing day for the Jayhawks on 58 carries.
Good Lord.
That was 30 years ago on this day, and that's sports with Steve and
Ted. That's what I call carrying the pumpkin.
Yeah, no level of mystery for the Missouri defense what the next play is going
to be.
They're
going
to hand off to Tony Sands, see if he can stop him. Hey, I've got my final 2 tickets to go see Joe Rogan at Intrust Bank Arena on Friday, December 3rd, downtown Wichita. My last 2 tickets. If you want those, call me now. 869-1330 is the phone number.
722 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Don't let the high point of Thanksgiving dinner become a disaster. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 on a Tuesday morning and 33 degrees. Kyle Rittenhouse sat down for an interview on Fox's Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Kyle Rittenhouse spoke on Fox's Tucker Carlson Tonight after being cleared of murder in connection with the killing of 2 men at a racial justice protest. He said his case was all about self-defense, not racism.
If I was convicted, no one would ever be privileged to defend their life against attackers.
He also said he supports Black Lives Matter. But after Rittenhouse was declared not guilty, civil rights leader Jesse Jackson said, "It seems to me that it's open season on human rights demonstrators." As for his future, Rittenhouse said he's studying to become a nurse and plans on moving, but he's not sure where he's going to go. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, Thursday is Thanksgiving, and Mayor Brandon Whipple has a message for the citizens of Wichita.
Well, just asking everyone to have a great Thanksgiving, be safe. Please don't drink and drive or do anything crazy. And look forward to coming back to work next week.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. Bethel Life Center in South Wichita is hosting a community Thanksgiving meal. Stacey Cathcart says the entire event is free and it's open to everyone.
Cargill so generously donated all of our turkeys, but yes, we have to pay to get them smoked, and then of course just to kind of, you know, raise all the money for the sides and everything like that. And I mean, hello, we're trying to feed, like I said, at least 1,000 people.
Festivities will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, at the Bethel Life Center at I-235 in South Meridian. A 32-year-old man who escaped the Lansing Correctional Facility for about 9 hours has been sentenced to nearly 11 more years in prison.
Dustin Frank Robinson escaped from the prison in 2019 by climbing over a 20-foot fence that had two sections of barbed wire. Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson said in a news release, he cut himself on the barbed wire and called 911 after feeling woozy from the cut, KCTV reported. His original prison sentence was nearly 11 years for aggravated assault, fleeing police, robbery, and DUI out of Shawnee County. Escapees can be very scary for a community and causes a lot of resources to be used to apprehend the person, Thompson said. We need to continue to send a message to those who try and escape will face serious consequences.
Kansas Information Network's Jim West. Two leaders of a Massachusetts veterans home charged in connection with a deadly COVID outbreak are off the hook.
The criminal case against former Holyoke Soldiers Home Superintendent Bennett Walsh and former medical director David Clinton was believed to be the first in the country tied to a COVID outbreak. It killed 76 residents, one of the deadliest at a U.S. nursing facility. The charges were based on a decision made at the start of the pandemic to consolidate two dementia units, which State Attorney General Maura Haley says put COVID-positive residents within feet of ones without symptoms. But a judge on Monday dismissed the indictments. The state can appeal the decision, and the AG's office says they're evaluating its options. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An experimental chewing gum is being tested to see if it might be effective in preventing COVID-19.
Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania have developed a gum that they say contains a protein that can trap coronavirus particles. In test tube experiments using saliva and swab samples from infected individuals, the virus particles attach themselves to the receptors in the chewing gum and seem to lower the viral load in the samples by more than 95%. This gum is said to taste and feel like conventional chewing gum and has an indefinite shelf life with no expiration date. Officials say the gum could be especially useful in countries where vaccines are not yet available or affordable. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a clear sky here in Wichita with a gradual warm-up expected throughout today. Sunny and low 60s at lunchtime, 67 later on this afternoon with strong south winds. Cloudy overnight, low 52. A cold front arrives tomorrow afternoon with a high 63. On Thanksgiving Day, sunny, breezy, and 45. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 33 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 7:34 here on a Tuesday morning. Time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Good morning, sir.
Hey, happy day before Thanksgiving to both of you.
Thanksgiving Eve, huh?
The day before Thanksgiving.
The day before.
That's right.
People are already thinking about it and celebrating and thinking about that turkey and dressing and so forth. I understand that the Sedgwick County Commission will not be having a meeting tomorrow, which means that you'll probably work anyway. Probably go in there and work 8 or 9, 10 hours just because you think you ought to be there on a Wednesday, right?
Yes, yes, for sure.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that funny how on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, just the streets are empty usually, everything's closed. It's a good day, Thanksgiving Day.
All right. Well, what can we talk about this morning? You got anything on top of your mind? I'm kind of skunked now. I don't know what we're going to talk
about. Well, something, maybe something that is kind of, I don't really know if it's in the news or not, but too much. But, there's an appointment of a group of citizens to kind of review every 10-year required redistricting.
Okay,
That'll be going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're actually meeting the first time today. They're all appointed, so they got to get sworn in and they'll start. It's quite a difficult task, but they're going to give it a good shot, I'm sure.
How many plans then are actually being considered? I thought at one time it was 10 and then 8. How many are you going to look at?
Well, the first 8 that we received were all computer generated by input directly from the census. So all the data they could get from the census put in spreadsheets and the GIS department. So all of those first 8 maps, I would say, are really independently created via the data from the census. And then there's another 3 maps that have shown up that and anybody could, but a couple of commissioners took a stab at putting and making their own version of what a shifting of a couple of precincts would do. So there's 11 that could be looked at.
Wow. Okay. So then what comes down to how and who's going to make the decision and when's that going to happen?
Well, Steve, 10 years ago, there was just a small couple of changes because the 10 years before that, the growth in population was pretty equal among districts. And so they needed to, they just barely switched a couple of precincts around and life went on. It wasn't controversial. And today, 10 years ago, today, 10 years later, we've grown 25,000 people in Sedgwick County. That's basically 5,000 per district. And then when you look at it, there's 3 districts that are still right within that 1% of plus or minus air. But there's 2 districts where one district grew a lot of population and another district didn't grow near as fast. So if you wanted to do it simply, you could just shift some population from one district that's over to the other district that's under, and then it's over. But I don't know. If you wanted to start shifting others around, then the ones that are equal, if you take some precincts away, then you're going to have to give some precincts back.
Right.
If you could kind of understand that. So you can take it very, very methodically simple, or you can start kind of, throwing stuff around. So we'll see what they say.
Okay. Well,
I like the simple solution,
which is,
well, it's kind of funny. I'll just say this because it's ironic that mm-hmm. 5 years ago there was 4 Republican male and 1 Democrat male. Remember, Tim Norton was still there. And so 10 years later, what they did 10 years ago, and there 10 years later, there's 3 Democrats. I mean, 3 Republicans, 2 Democrats, 2 female, 1 Hispanic. So it's I don't know whatever they did. I don't know if it was on purpose or not or intentional, but it's our commission today of 5 is a little more representative of the community. So
that's a good.
That's what I think their goal. So
that's a good point, Pete. In that the voters out there all are not all white males, and sometimes I think that we look at that as a people, what they say, that's the voters, and it's not. I mean, such a wide diversity now in who we have in our communities.
Yeah, and if you look even at the national electorate right now. It's in a meeting yesterday, and on the federal representation, I think the Republicans, most every one of their victories in the congressional districts were female, and female or Hispanic or minority. And so I think the public getting involved in being elected, it is good. I think there's a lot of retired military people that have had experience in the military that feel strongly about the country. And, you know, and I think there's a lot of people here strongly locally feel strongly about being downtown or being in the city council or on the county commission. And my hope always is that whoever's in there brings a level of leadership or community and can balance out between economic development and all the other things that go along with trying to make a city better, I think.
All right. So Thanksgiving Day is coming up this week. What is your special message, Thanksgiving message, for the people of Sedgwick County? What do you got to say?
Well, I hope that everybody take a deep breath. It's just, it's now after COVID, a little bit or a lot after COVID, where we can gather again. And Thanksgiving was a very memorable time for me and many people. We, you know, the old years ago, we'd play football in the backyard and just get together with friends and family and also remember those that are obviously less fortunate and pause to say a prayer for them and just try to enjoy and try to take a breath and enjoy life and appreciate everything we've done.
Probably more than, I think personally, more than any other holiday, this is family day, family holiday.
It seems to be. My wife and I were just talking about that. I said, you know, Thanksgiving sometimes is even better than the Christmas day with all the presents. It's just sitting around and visiting but Christmas is obviously very special. But this is a good day.
All right,
good day,
Pete. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk with you next week. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble gobble. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner, Stephen 10 in the morning here at 7:43 on this Tuesday morning. Coming up, we've got a Wichita Business Journal update. We'll be talking about a slowing defense program that means less fuselage production in Wichita. That's coming up, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSN. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS 7:47. On a Tuesday morning, three big things. City Council will discuss food deserts in Wichita at a workshop meeting.
Two.
Kansas legislature passes bill to protect workers from vaccine mandates.
One.
President Biden considering action to reduce gasoline prices. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic here in Wichita this morning, those volumes actually fairly high right now, looking eastbound Kellogg right around I-235. Just in a couple of spots along Kellogg there, some pretty heavy traffic, as well as I-135 up by the North Junction. Otherwise, things looking pretty good right now in traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 67 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 52. Wednesday mostly cloudy, tomorrow's high 63 degrees. Now a clear sky, we have south wind at 5 miles per hour and 33 degrees. Christmas season at Hatman Jack's is quickly approaching. Join Hatman Jack's on Black Friday. At Hatman Jack's, receive a free gift with the purchase of a fur felt hat. Gifts include your choice of a Justin brand baseball cap or select hat care items. Valid on in-store purchases only. Hatman Jack's will be open their regular hours Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will be open Sundays, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on December 12th and 19th. Located just north of Riverfront Stadium at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Jed Chambers, what's up? What you got?
Just something real quick in traffic that you'll... I'm just hearing about this right now, basically. Looks like Wichita police have blocked off North Poplar near 2400 block of North Poplar. Some kind of investigation going on up there in that area, 23rd and Grove. That's the area right there, 24th and Poplar. Poplar Street is blocked off there, so something going on up there. You'll want to avoid that area for the time being.
All right, looking at the stock market Monday, stocks ended mixed.
Markets initially giving the thumbs up to President Biden's choice to lead the Federal Reserve, but stocks turning lower in the day. Biden reappointing the Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell to a second term, saying he prizes policy continuity, while Brainard to serve as vice chair. Banks and insurers rallied on the news. Investors were closely watching Biden's choice as progressive groups mounted a last-minute effort to pressure the president to tap Brainard. Tesla shares rose after Chief Executive Elon Musk tweeted that the Model S Plaid might be coming to China around March. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Hey, the Dow closed up 17 points, the S&P 500 down 15 points. The NASDAQ lost 203 points. 7:50 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. We've got some business news this morning, courtesy of the Wichita Business Journal with Stephen 10. Next year, Boeing will slow the pace of a defense program. That means a correlating decrease in fuselage production in Wichita. Boeing has delivered Norway's first P-8 Poseidon anti-submarine aircraft, but also revealed a plan to slow production of the defense jet next year from 18 to 12 to better align with international demand. The P-8 is based on the Boeing 737-800, an older variant of the 737, now dominated by the MAX program. Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita builds 70% of the structure on all 737s, including the aircraft's full fuselage.
Emprise Bank making an addition to its senior leadership team. Gwen Collins has been hired as the new executive vice president and chief financial officer. The Wichita-based bank announcing that yesterday in a news release. Collins' career in the financial services industry includes serving as global head of product management and strategy for BNY Mellon Issuer Services. Most recently, Collins was self-employed, providing consulting services.
A company handling freight operations for Southwest Airlines is looking to renew operations locally for another year. Emerald City Cargo is seeking another one-year lease on its space in the multi-tenant cargo building at Wichita Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport. City documents indicate that staff is recommending that the City Council, which acts as the Wichita Airport Authority, approve the release of its meeting today. And that's some local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, anything happening in your life or your world you want to share with our listeners this morning? Anything?
I'm in the Thanksgiving mode.
Did you go to a show? Down in Old Town or not? Was that something I
down
saw?
I went to Mosley Street Melodrama for the brunch show on Sunday.
Oh, it was Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what was the show then?
It was their annual Christmas show.
Okay. Was it good? I'm sure it was. Yeah.
They based it on there was a takeoff of a Hallmark movie.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
So they had all the 150 cliches all printed out there. Yeah, I had a good time on Sunday down at Mosley Street.
All right. And my wife again? Rehearsing last night for Handel's Messiah, Wichita Choral Society presenting that concert. It'll be this Sunday at 2 p.m. at Country Acres Baptist Church. That's at 8810 West 10th, out near Ridge Road and 13th Central. I don't know, 13th, I think. But anyway, you'll find it. It's Country Acres Baptist Church.
Does she know the lyrics?
Oh, she knows it.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why they're still practicing, but I guess rehearsing, but they need to make sure they've got it all down there. All right,
of course,
so
Saturday night I went to the Augusta Historic Theater for the documentary God Save the Wings.
That's right. They were talking about the soccer team.
Yeah. I had not gotten to see that yet, so that was a treat.
Was that worthwhile?
Of course, Adam Knapp was one of the filmmakers behind that.
There you go.
Former Wichita Eagle worker and Gridiron cast member. And Jim Kobe was the MC.
Oh, well.
The master of ceremonies Saturday.
Another that is
worth friend of ours from long ago from
the Cobra
TV
MC
Sports.
Worth the price of admission on anything, right?
Yeah. And then we went to Shane's Sugar Shack.
After the show for Shane's? A nice burger. Oh,
Sugar
man.
Shane. Okay. Today is
Sugar Shane's Cafe. Sugar, yeah.
Today is National Cashew Day, a favorite snacking and party nut. The cashew nut is actually a seed harvested from the cashew tree. The tree originated in northeastern Brazil. However, it is now widely grown in tropical climates for its cashew apples and nuts. National Cashew Day.
Don't care for them.
It's a day for everything.
Gesundheit.
Yeah. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. Kansas lawmakers move to protect those who refuse the COVID vaccine. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll see how Kansas State fared up at Kansas City last night in men's basketball action. We'll hear from Coach Weber coming up in sports.
Fox Entertainment News on the way.
That's right. We'll get you all your entertainment news that you need coming up at 8:35. And we'll also be giving away a big Christmas prize package sometime in the 8 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that.
And traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.